Thank you for joining us for Grace for All. This month, we are repeating some of our most loved episodes. We hope they will inspire and encourage you on your faith journey. Welcome.
Hello, and welcome to Grace for All. This podcast is produced by the laity of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. And on behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us.
The Promises of God, Joshua 1, verses 1 and 2 and 5 and 6. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, his minister, Moses, my servant, is dead now. Therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving you to the people of Israel. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. In this passage, we see the transfer of leadership of the children of Israel from Moses to Joshua. It is a political transfer, but God infuses it with his presence and makes it holy. God makes some incredible promises to Joshua. No one, he tells Joshua, will be able to stand before him throughout his life. He promises Joshua success. Joshua, of course, has his role to play. He has his decisions to make. He is not some wind-up toy that God simply sets in motion. He is a human being with free will to make his own choices. But God cautioned him to follow in the ways of Moses and to turn neither to the left or to the right. Joshua will be successful only as long as he acts in concert with God. This is a powerful message, one that demonstrates God's direct intervention into the life of a person. Joshua is to go and do, as we all are. But we are always to go with the Lord. What do we see and hear when we imagine the conversation between God and Joshua? Does God treat us any differently from Joshua? God makes promises to us, too. What are we to do to fulfill our part of those promises? Joshua, as we know from later parts of the story, had many successes in leading people into the land of Canaan. What successes does God have in store for us? Let us pray together. Dear God, give us the strength to fulfill your promises. Give us the wisdom to turn neither to the right nor to the left, but to follow your example and your guidance. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love and grace of Jesus Christ in Maryville, Tennessee, and now wherever podcasts are available. This podcast is written and produced by the members of our congregation, To know more about this ministry or any of our church's ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of God's Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.